At a college in the small town of Galesburg, Illinois, President Obama reminded Americans that he's committed to extending the economic recovery to the poor and the middle class.
The only thing I care about is how to use every minute of the remaining 1,276 days of my term to make this country work for working Americans again.
The speech was the first of three the president will give on the economy this week, with more expected in the coming months. It was the latest of numerous White House restarts on the economy. Mr. Obama accused opposition Republicans in Congress of blocking his economic plans for political reasons.
But with this endless parade of distractions and political posturing and phony scandals, Washington's taken its eye off the ball. And I'm here to say this needs to stop. This needs to stop.
As in the past, he called for improvements to infrastructure, the tax code, the home mortgage system, education, and the minimum wage, as well as implementing his health care reform plan, which House Republicans have voted to repeal. Polls show Americans are worried about the sluggish economy. Steve Bell heads economic studies at Washington's Bipartisan Policy Center.
By about a 2-to-1 margin, Americans think the country is going in the wrong direction. It's gotten off track. It's been that way now for about 6 or 7 years.
Bell says Americans can see that the slow economic recovery is not reaching the working class.
Bit by bit, Americans feel in their, feel in their bones when things in their community aren't going right.
But he says the president's economic proposals face as much Republican opposition as ever. Before Mr. Obama delivered his speech, the top Senate Republican, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, dismissed it.
It's just a colossal waste of time and energy, resources that would be better spent actually working with both parties in Congress to grow the economy and to create jobs.
Despite the opposition, the president hopes to increase public pressure on Congress to avoid showdowns over taxes and spending in the coming months. Kent Klein, VOA News, the White House.